Okay, since we are closing early today, we have a little less time, but what I'd like to do is launch into a bit on anchoring, especially how you anchor with touch. Okay, how you use a kinesthetic anchor, because you did learn how to do the circles of excellence, and it was fun to hear how some of you are using that in your everyday world. Anchoring is something that Bandler and Grinder got from Virginia Satir, from modeling Virginia. So they noticed that at specific times when she was working with somebody, she would just reach out and seem to gently touch them on their arm when they were thinking about certain things. And then later on, as she was asking somebody a question, she would come back and do that again. And they noticed, oh, she seems to have gotten what they were thinking about when she did that the first time. How interesting. And when they asked Virginia about it, she was not aware. She wasn't doing it consciously. But like, for instance, she was the queen of family therapy. She could have a group of people in a family that were not even speaking to each other, and she would do therapy with the whole family, and by the time they finished, they were getting along a lot better. A lot of the things that came with negotiation, mediation, and conflict came from Virginia as well because of that background. But say she would have a woman complaining about her husband. You know, he doesn't do, he leaves his socks around, you know, and she would interrupt and do a break state, we call that, when you interrupt, change the state. And she would say, there must be something about him that you were attracted to in the first place. What was it about him that got you to fall in love with him? And then, of course, you recognize what she's doing. She's getting that person to access something positive. And the woman would go, oh, you know, he was the captain of the football team. I stole him away from Mary Jane. And when the person's doing all that, Virginia would reach out and touch. That set establish a kinesthetic anchor for thinking positively about what drew you to that person in the first place. Then later on, as the woman is complaining again, Virginia would reach out and touch that anchor for the positives, and she would notice an immediate state of confusion in the person to begin with. And if she held her hand there even longer, it's like that positive, that reinforcing anchor would take over, and the woman could then think about why she actually got involved with the guy in the first place. And so that's where they picked up the idea that, oh, anchoring could work. Now, with the spatial anchors, it makes it really easy to use a space on the floor and have somebody imagine what it's like. With kinesthetic anchoring, the touch and the location and the pressure become really important. And I understand you didn't have a chance to practice that with Larry. And so it's really important that you learn how to establish a kinesthetic anchor. Even if some of you may say, well, I work in business and I don't know how often I'll have the opportunity to use that because it doesn't feel as appropriate. You want to be sure you know how to use kinesthetic anchors. So we're going to have some practice around that. Now, there's some things about anchoring and the state. You learned how to access states. So that's an internal emotional state, situation, feeling someone is having in their body. So when you are anchoring, it's like there are certain conditions. And a state will start out like this, not much of it. Then it might come up like this, and you get a lot of it. And then it goes back down again. Don't want to pick on you, Randy, but Randy's state of excitement and fun, you know, you saw it come up, But then it didn't necessarily stay there for 5 minutes, did it? Then she would go on and talk about something else. So when you are anchoring, the timing becomes important. So say this is the bell curve for accessing a state that you want to anchor. What do you suppose happens if you establish your anchor down here? Nothing, because you're getting it on the downside, right? What do you think happens if you get it up here? You face the thing that you're getting it on the downside. What about if you get it here? Better, right? Because you're getting at the peak. If you get it down here, the person may still just be thinking about it. Okay, so the timing becomes important. So if you know what I mean about timing, I'm saying how much of the state is the person getting into? And if you think, oh, I was going to anchor that state, but now I notice it's leaving, then all you need to do is say to the person, now, what was that like for you again? When you were getting excited, what did that feel like? And then you watch as it comes up. So that's what we mean about timing. And duplication of your anchor when we're talking about kinesthetic is also important. What do I mean by that? If I'm anchoring someone and I reach out with my hand, because we're talking about a touch anchor, and I touch them here with a touch right here, say above the elbow, and when I want to utilize the anchor, I come back and do it here, it's not close enough. So when we say duplication, that means the same location with the same pressure and the same touch. You all following me? So when we learned how to anchor, this is going back 30 years, you guys. When we learned how to anchor, we always did our NLP sitting down. Now we're going to suggest at this point, when we're doing something like anchoring, you have the person standing up, because a person has so much more of their neurology available when they're standing than when they're sitting. But we learned how to do it and sitting across from. That was before anybody had explored psychogeography. So we would reach out and touch knees. Now you know how sensitive some people are on their knees. Now, you could send somebody right up through the roof when you're anchoring their knee. You know, and you had to get the exact same location. Well, I'm going to suggest when you're standing alongside someone, which is the easiest way to do this, that you notice natural places in their clothing when you're learning. It seems like this, or right above the elbow, or right above the wrist. Those are places that are easy to go back to each time. And when you're doing it, you pay attention, how much pressure are you putting? Because you can actually begin an anchor here and be putting light pressure, and then as they get here, put a little more, and it actually makes more of the state. So pay attention to the pressure you're using as well as the location. And with anchoring, we're talking, someone needs to be in their body. I don't know if Larry gave you this term. We call that associated. You'll read it in much of the literature. Associated, feeling. So the intensity of the state makes a difference. So these are the things you want to consider as you are anchoring. And I was nervous when I was learning anchoring. So I'm going to share a lot of my own personal experiences. It was like, will I hurt somebody if I touch them wrong? But do I know how to do this? And I would always kind of be tentative about it. The more you practice it, the better you will get at it. So we're going to practice anchoring resource states with each other now. Okay? So what I'd like you to do is think about some internal state, you learned how to access, you know, when Larry was here, that you would like to have even more of in your life. Okay?